So Western Sydney University researchers from the Marks Institute for Brain Behaviour and Development have actually found some fascinating results from a pilot study they were conducting on language and how we learn new words. Findings identify that there are really significant advantages to being bilingual in terms of how we pick up language and words, and shows that it benefits that actually come across to most learning environments. So here to discuss the study and the findings is researcher Karen Mulak from the University of Western Sydney. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I'm quite curious, what did you actually find in terms of what bilingual means for words? Learning new words, apologies.
Yep. So what we tested was a type of subconscious learning that happens automatically through our day. Essentially what happens is when we hear a new word, our brain takes note of what all the possible meanings could be just based on our surroundings or what the context is. After hearing this word a couple times, the brain can narrow down more and more what the possible meanings are until finally it's narrowed it down to one meaning, and then we've learned a word without even knowing it. So this is the type of word learning that we tested in our lab, and what we found was that both participants who spoke only one language and bilingual participants who spoke two languages could learn words in this way, but the bilinguals were better at it than the monolinguals.
Now, when we're talking about bilinguals, how fluent are people in their second language that you were looking at?
So we tested what are called simultaneous bilinguals. So these are people who learned both of their languages before the age of two and who used their both languages very regularly. We do find with these benefits of bilingualism that the earlier you learn your second language, the more benefit you'll have. However, you get benefit even if you learn the second language later in life. So it's never too late to start learning a second language and getting some of these benefits.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, what do you think it is about the nature of bilinguality that meant that there was such a benefit here?
Mm-hmm. So language is about the most complex thing, if not the most complex thing, that a brain can learn. So learning two languages is an even greater workout for the brain. As well, bilinguals are constantly having to switch between their two languages, remember which words belong with which language, and these are all exercises that strengthen cognitive skills. So for instance, other research shows that bilinguals are better at remembering the sounds of words that they just heard. This is probably because they have to remember the sounds in two languages versus one language. And they also have better focus and attention than monolinguals. And this is probably from having to focus and concentrate on speaking one language and not using accidentally words from the other language.
I'm kind of curious because I know a few people who don't speak a language overly well but can read it. Do you think that would have benefits as well, or are we mainly talking about spoken language?
We're mainly talking about spoken language, but learning a language is still a very good workout for the brain. So even if you have only learned it through reading, that's still going to give you some of the benefits. But the most benefits will be if you can also speak and perceive it and interact with that language.
Now, were you anticipating these kind of results, or was it a bit more defined than you expected it to be?
The literature does commonly find a bilingual advantage like this. So we were expecting these results. What we found, it goes along with a long stretch of literature showing bilingual advantages. However, there are some studies that tend to not show bilingual advantages. So it's still up in the air just how strong and prevalent these advantages are in the literature.
Now, you did mention before that obviously it's great to start learning a language as early as possible, but it's still beneficial to pick it up later on. I've seen a lot of suggestions that it's actually most beneficial if you're learning a language later on to go with that kind of immersion, throw yourself into a foreign country and just learn it from the people who are native speakers. I mean, have you sort of got any opinion on that?
Yeah, that's definitely the most ideal way to learn a language. However, in Australia, for instance, it's not always the most practical. But the more exposure you can get to the language, the more you're going to be learning, the more of this kind of subconscious word learning you're going to get that I described earlier. So even if you are learning another language in a country like Australia where English is the predominant language, maybe there are language groups you can join to just get more of the immersive experience.
Karen, fascinating stuff. Thanks for sharing the results of the study with us.
Yeah, thank you. We can't do this research without our participants who come from the community, so it's great to be able to share it with the community.
Well, if people were kind of interested in getting involved in other sort of bits of research you're doing, is there a way for them to volunteer their services?
Yeah, definitely. We are always needing people of all different language backgrounds, people who speak one language, two, three, five. So if anyone's interested, you can search online for the Marx Institute at Western Sydney University. And on our speech and language section, we have a place where you can register your details with us so we can get in contact with you about future studies.
Well, that sounds great. And I bet I've got lots of listeners out there who'd be very keen to help out. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Dr. Karen Mulak from Western Sydney University talking about some of the incredible cognitive advantages of being bilingual when it comes to word learning. I'm terrible at language. I've got to freely admit it. I can muddle my way through reading Spanish, but that's about it. And I'm feeling like maybe I'm wildly disadvantaged now and I should pick up a language.